www.harunyahya.com. The policy of repression against the East Turkestan province of Kashgar must be stopped. Readers will remember that in July 2009 oppression, pressure and slaughter were executed on the people of East Turkestan in a deliberate and organized manner. As a consequence of incidents provoked using various pretexts, thousands of Uyghur citizens were massacred in full view in the streets. Special images of this slaughter were published on our website. China is now using another matter, which would probably prepare the ground for new slaughters, as a pretext. As we have already described, Kashgar, the ancient capital of East Turkestan, largely populated by Uyghur Turks, is practically under the siege of the Chinese troops. The city is being bulldozed and the East Turkestan inhabitants are forced out from it. The Chinese government has offered the almost unbelievable pretext that the city of Kashgar might collapse in the event of an earthquake as a justification for this demolition. The fact is that the city, which dates back some 2,500 years, is a very ancient one with countless historic artifacts, more than 1,000 years old. The historic artifacts there have been exposed to earthquakes and natural disasters many times over the centuries, and have never come to any harm. It is therefore quite illogical to cite earthquakes as an excuse for demolishing these historic works. In addition, if precautions were to be taken against earthquakes, what would then need to be done is to strengthen and reinforce existing buildings and structures. The annihilation of all the historic artifacts of a city for the purposes of precautions against earthquakes is something that has never been seen before and is utterly incomprehensible. This is therefore no explanation for the Uyghur Turks being forced off the lands of their ancestors. Consequently, it is quite evident that the Chinese government is using this pretext as an excuse. The Chinese government clearly wants to turn Kashgar into a Chinese city and to eliminate the Uyghur Turks from there and eradicate the Turkish Islamic culture there. If Chinese people chose to live in Kashgar of their own free will, the Uyghur Turks would have no objection to that. The Uyghur Turks are moderate, warm, affectionate, modest, and pleasant people, as required by the moral values of the Quran, and harbor no enmity toward the Chinese. They are not happy at the idea of living together and enjoying neighborly relations with them. What is going on here, however, is that the Uyghur Turks' homes are being demolished and they are being forced from their lands by the Chinese administration, and other people are being forced to migrate there from the other regions of China. Such a policy is obviously incompatible with the law, democracy, and the fundamental human rights. This is clearly a policy of enforced displacement and exile. Those who are unwilling to leave their homes suffer terrible persecution. All European states and America must take action and raise the issue as a matter of urgency, rather than just watching this unjust policy of savagery in China. A mass public reaction would show that China cannot just act as it likes, and the policy of repression in question would come to an end in its tracks without getting any further. The United Nations, European Union, and all world bodies, charities, and individuals must take urgent steps on this matter.